welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet.
All right, well, I am not Mary Goulet. I wouldn't even try to be Mary Goulet, although I may be a very good Mary Goulet. I think I could actually get, I'm going to try it. At some point, I'm just going to come in, one day I'm going to come into the studio, and you guys are going to go, wow, Steve looks a lot like Mary Goulet today. I'm just going to try it just for the hell of it. Obviously, I'm not Mary Goulet. I am Steve Olesher. Mary is out doing her thing, enjoying New York City. So we're going to try. We're going to get three or four guys here to try to do the job of one Mary Goulet. And we'll see how well that goes, because I'm joined in the studio by Richie Ote, as always. What's up, Richie?
How's it going?
How are you? White holding it down in the studio over there. And we got the one and only Brad Costanzo.
Yeah.
Hanging out here with us as well from Bacon Wrap Business.
That's right.
All right. So,
what is this called? Soulless Sunday now?
Soul, yeah, right. I know Mary
about
that.
It is.
Soulful Sunday. Yeah, it may actually be Soulless Sunday by the time we're all said and done with this, but hopefully not. And here on Soulful Sunday, Mary likes to cover the lighter, kind of more spiritual side of life and personal development and even business as well. So
Kelly just said she's
what
scared.
Kelly said she's scared, and Kelly should be scared because four guys trying to do Mary's job is a scary equation. So let me start here, which is, as I said, Mary brings a very spiritual and calm side of the equation, and then there's us who don't bring all of those things to the equation. But let me ask you this, which is part of what I'm trying to figure out and just kind of get my arms around in general, and maybe we can just start here with the basic question of how important is it to be spiritual or to have spirituality of some sort in your life? Let me start with you, Richie. Do you think, and then Wade, I'll jump over to you, and then Brad as well, and or maybe not Wade. We'll see. He's jumping out of the... He's like, no, to cut me off, I'm not... Yeah, maybe not. But in your opinion, Rich, how important is it actually to have some sort of spirituality in your life? And are you raising Olivia with any sort of spirituality? What are you doing from a family perspective as far as that goes?
Yes, I do believe. And if you remember, it's one of my pillars in the happiness, the acronym. Mm-hmm. It's the first S, spirituality. And I don't necessarily think religion is, although I would love if Mary was here, because, you know, I was born and raised Catholic, and I know she's Catholic, and I'm recovering Catholic. but I still believe in something greater than us, and I'm not anti anyone else. I've studied a ton of different ones, and I looked for the commonality in religions. Mm-hmm. And it's, to me, it's just an attitude of us as a collective. What's greater than us? And if you can't look at your life and see what holds us all together, then you're only worried what's in your garden and not what's affecting everyone else. It's potentially a scary place.
So how are you bringing spirituality into your relationship with Trish and your relationship then with your daughter? How does that come into play? Like, what does that actually look like? Because are you going to church?
No.
Okay.
Long time ago, part of that whole recovering thing, again, I'm not trying to pick on a particular religion because I'm not saying all this happens, but that stuff that was going on in the Catholic Church that people were reporting a lot, it happened to be in the church I went to, happened to probably be the number one place that got reported for that. But I never really went in the kids zone because I felt it, like discernment was my superpower.
Mm-hmm.
So I never went in there, but I always had a very huge connection to some source greater than myself. But the short version of that is I've never had to go into a house or a church or a specific place to have that connection.
So you don't feel like you need to actually be in a house of worship to have a spiritual connection or have
spirituality? No, but I understand why they're there. No, mm-hmm. I do not believe you have to, but I totally understand why they're there symbolically and for the congregation. I totally get it all.
All right, well, let me jump to Brad, and then I want to circle back to how it manifests then in sort of a day-to-day observation or whatever it is that you guys do in the house there. But Brad, let me just ask you that same question then, man. Do you think it's necessary today to have any degree of spirituality or to be a spiritual person? Is that something? Are you and your wife? Are you practicing any sort of spirituality in any way, shape, or form?
So, first question: do I find it necessary? I think. Not necessarily necessary. I think it's depending on the person, right? Some people are more drawn towards spirituality than others. Some people have perfectly happy lives being, you know, absolutely atheist and not thinking anything about spirituality. And, you know, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. My wife and I are not, we are not religious at all. I'm a recovering Catholic. I ask way too many questions for the nuns, and they didn't like the questions.
Yes.
However, and like you, I've explored every single, like I've probably read more spiritual texts, not just of Christianity, but of all the other ones than most of the people, that I know who call themselves, you know, devoutly, you know, whatever. So I can make certain arguments, and I live my life very spiritually, but I wouldn't call it a practice. I think it's that attitude of gratitude and just realizing, just taking a few moments to realize that I do not have any beliefs about the nature of reality. Like, I think this is the way it is, that there is a heaven, that there's a hell, that there's just this cosmic soup. I don't have any beliefs because I don't know, but I'm open to all of it. And I try to remind myself that it is it's important to – I guess it comes down to the oneness. I mean, it all comes down to the oneness. You know what has helped me be much more cognizant of my spiritual side is psychedelics. 100%. I've had some amazing shamanic experiences.
Like, are we talking about Ayurveda, or are we talking like ayahuasca?
Ayahuasca, DMT, yeah. Things like that, mushrooms. That this might not be the episode, you know, the show for that. But there absolutely been tools for thousands of years for humankind to develop spiritual and mystic experiences.
We're talking like microdosing? Is that
microdosing and macrodosing? Both.
Yeah.
Not a lot. I didn't actually get into
those. The spirit of Burning Man.
Yes, right after Burning Man. However, I didn't even start doing my first psychedelic until I was 40 years old, and it solidified that sense of mystique, of interconnectedness, that I absolutely felt that you know, that concept, oh, we're all one, we're all just energy, blah 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 blah, that sounded just so hokey, but I was like, oh man, I get it, like,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. when you're on mushrooms and you can look over at the person next to you.
Sorry, Mary. Yes, this is where we're going on Soulful Tunde, but yes, go ahead.
And you look over, and the person, you kind of nod your head, and you're like, you're seeing what I'm seeing, and you haven't said a dang word to the other person. Like,
so
it's interesting.
It is. And it's a tool. It is. And I will say, having also looked at things that may not have been there, but my neighbor feeling like that was absolutely there as well, I will say this, which is, I think that it does open you up in some ways to these different planes and different areas of our brain that under normal circumstances we're not able to tap into. And some would say that those higher levels of consciousness, in fact, reflects a more spiritual state of being.
Yeah.
Like, we actually bury that spiritual side of who we inherently are with our day-to-day, and by opening ourselves up through some of the psychedelics or whatever, you know, your
drug choice
might be.
It can be meditation. It can be deep, deep meditation, right? Psychedelics are actually a you know, they're an accelerator to that. You know, I have 20 years of meditation.
Yeah.
It's a tool, but there's a difference between thinking something and knowing it in your head, and then knowing it in your body and your soul, that experience. Like, once you've had the experience of that, it's like, you know, you can talk about sex to somebody who's never had sex until you're blue in the face. Until they've had it, they don't get it. And it's kind of the same thing in this case. Once more, it can be through meditation. It can be looking in your child's eyes that you realize that there's something much bigger and crazier out here. And Carl Sagan said it best. He said, the universe is not weirder than we imagine. It's weirder than we can imagine.
Mm.
And it's, you know, certain experiences that I've had like that, of like, oh, that makes sense. Like, I didn't make this up. I'm seeing.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something else out there. Going back full circle to the spiritual side of it, it makes me realize that, yes, it's crazier than we can imagine. There's something much deeper going on than I even realize, and just be so grateful that we're all here experiencing this together, and that we're here, and then treat everybody like they are you looking back at you. My absolute favorite spiritual guru, leader, thought leader, well, there's two of them. It's Alan Watts and Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote the book Conversations with God. I read that book. I was like, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I view it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think the question of do we need traditional places of worship in order to be spiritual, right, is probably a question that we may tackle on another episode here of Soulful Sunday, because I do think that there is a need to congregate, mm-hmm. right?
I think that
we are communal animals, and the whole idea of being sort of on our own as a spiritual being is not necessarily appealing for most people. Mm-hmm. So I do think that begs the question of where are we headed as spiritual beings if, in fact, we need to explore that side of who we are on a consistent basis. And I would say reality says that we find ourselves with some degree of emptiness. I think if we don't have something that is spiritual in our lives, whether it be a house of worship or whether it be a spiritual experience, such as through a hallucinogenic or whatever it might be.
It's just that realization of connectedness. And I think that's what, I mean, even if Christianity, people want to feel connected in some way. I'm connected to God. I'm mm-hmm. connected to everybody else because we're all children of God. It's that connectedness that we all strive for. And if you are a connected person and you have deep relationships with just people, you don't, I mean, that is what the life is about, I think. Mm-hmm. That's the nectar of life, is the connections.
Yeah. Well, interesting stuff, as always, here on Reinvention Radio, and specifically here on Soulful Sunday. And while Mary Goulet enjoys New York, who knows? Maybe she'll be having her own experiences that she can come back and share on the next Soulful Sunday. We will talk to you guys on Reinvention Radio very, very soon. Take care.
Just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.